Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, when Jesus was on earth, someone asked him, Lord, will there be many who are saved? And Jesus said, strive to enter the kingdom. For the way is narrow, and few be that find it. We give you thanks this morning that we have found the narrow way. His name is Jesus. And we have entered your kingdom through him. This morning, please remind us of the great gospel message. Help it become clearer in our understanding, fresher in our minds, that we may help others also find that narrow way to eternal life. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's reading, the text is from Luke chapter 19. Luke 19. And we will read verses 1 to 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. It was a spring day in Jericho, a place which saw little rain, dry and dusty, and pretty hot, maybe 25 to 30 degrees, even up to 35 degrees on that day, much hotter than the city up on the hill, Jerusalem. If you were there, standing in a street, you'd see a crowd approaching. And then you'd notice somebody from the side of the crowd break out and start running, maybe towards you. And you'd sort of wonder, what's happening here? Why is he running? Is he running away from the crowd? They don't seem to be chasing. No, that can't be it. It must be pretty hot to run on a day like today. The man probably girded up his garments to give him freer running space. And as he approached and passed by, you thought, a rich man. You can tell by his clothing. Better quality. And a short fellow too. What's the hurry? Then you watch to see where he's gone. He stops under a tree. And you recognize it by its big, broad leaves. Dark green with a lot of new yellow-green, light green leaves appearing among for spring. A sycamore tree. And you think maybe you guess, okay, he's very hot. He wants to be under the shade of the tree. And then he puts that idea to rest when he starts climbing the tree. You see his feet going up the mottled brown and white and grey bark climbing up. And then he gets up there and he settles and he looks back towards the crowd. That crowd we know a little bit about. We know it's got a recent new member added to it. Less than a few hours had passed since on the other side of Jericho, a blind man had been begging on the roadside at the entrance of Jericho. And he also became aware of the crowd. He heard it going by and he asked, "What's this all about?" And somebody told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. Those who were in front. So notice that Jesus himself rarely traveled in the front of the crowd. He was back a bit. In fact, one day he did travel. He went on ahead in front of the crowd. And the disciples were amazed about it. So you can think of the crowd having the people in front of Jesus. Of course, the people are surrounding him and the people behind him. "Be quiet. Son of David, have mercy on me," he cried out all the more loudly. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, which implies he was some distance away, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, joining the crowd, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. So now this same crowd has made its way into Jericho and is making its way through Jericho. Zacchaeus, that's the man who climbed up the tree. We don't know what was in his mind. We only know that he wanted to see Jesus. There are many people in that crowd, perhaps children, seniors, younger people. And there was a blind man. Perhaps Zacchaeus had already heard about the blind man's healing. But Zacchaeus didn't want to see the blind man. He wanted to see Jesus. And Jesus was about to pass by the tree where Zacchaeus was, just as Jesus had been about to pass by the blind man. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up to him and said, "Zacchaeus." Jesus knew his name. Jesus knows everyone's name. Zacchaeus. This is a gospel invitation. Now, already we've talked about gospel invitations in the past 2 weeks. We started with Matthew and the invitation from the parable of the king who sent out an invitation to people to come to his son's wedding feast, and they refused, and some opposed him violently. So he sent out a general invitation, "Go into the highways, the main streets, and invite everybody." And people came. From Matthew also we read about the invitation of Jesus when he said, "No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden." And then last week in Mark, we saw a different sort of invitation where Jesus told people about the cost. People should lose their lives for him, take up their crosses and follow him, and they'll have life. Both of those invitations, of all of those invitations, were made to crowds of people. The king sent out his message to crowds. Jesus talking about the weary and the heavy laden, they were to crowds. The invitation about laying down your life for Jesus was sent out to a crowd. So this is a different invitation. This is Zacchaeus. It's his personal invitation. What did he say? Hurry and come down. Hurry. We know that our own lives are very short. Our lives are but a breath. And when we will take our last breath, we don't know. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. Zacchaeus was kind of in a place where he shouldn't be, up a tree. Sometimes in our lives we can be like that, in a place where we shouldn't be. Maybe we're up a tree. We should be out living. Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Jesus invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. Now, we have a friend of our family who is a missionary amongst Muslims down in Sydney, I think. And a lot of them are from the Middle East. And he was saying in the newsletter that in Australia, it's an honor to a person when we invite them to our home. That's how we show respect and welcoming. But he said, among the culture down there, it's an honor when you invite yourself to go to that person's home. They feel honored that you had come to their home. And perhaps, I didn't check up on this, but perhaps this is the same culture that's operating back there, that Jesus was showing honor in a way to Zacchaeus to come and stay at Zacchaeus' house, which truly was an honor. You know, Jesus had come to that place where Zacchaeus was, up the tree, and then invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. I wonder if in the days to follow, Zacchaeus sometimes passed by that tree and thought, that's where it all started. I must stay at your house today. So what did Zacchaeus do? He hurried and he came down. And he received him joyfully. Not all people received Jesus joyfully. Some hated him. Some wanted to kill him. Some didn't want to hear him, especially when he talked about sin, which was relevant to them. But Zacchaeus received him joyfully, which means Zacchaeus was okay about the moral factor. He wanted to do what Jesus told him to do, not to hang on to his old ways. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. Who's they? Perhaps it's those people at the front of the crowd who'd said to the blind man, shh, be quiet. Maybe those people joined with a few locals who knew Zacchaeus, because they said, he's gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. They knew who Zacchaeus was. Grumblers like these never stopped Jesus from doing good. People who grumbled about Jesus healing on the Sabbath didn't stop Jesus from healing on the Sabbath. People who said he shouldn't forgive sins or were shocked when he forgave sins didn't stop Jesus from forgiving sins. Jesus ignored those people always and went ahead with his love. Now Jesus is here mingling, associating closely with a sinner. And they grumbled. And Jesus was used to mixing with sinners. He often ate meals with sinners and tax collectors. One man was let down through the roof by his friends. The man was crippled. That man was a sinner. When Jesus was eating a meal at a Pharisee's house, a prostitute came in with ointment to anoint his body. She wet his feet with her tears and dried them with her hair, a sinner. Jesus could welcome sinners. But in one place, more than any other place, Jesus deeply associated with sinners. And Joy read that today from 2 Corinthians 5. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Jesus identified with sinners so closely that he became sin. He took the punishment for sinners. And though we don't know the mind of Jesus on the cross, I can easily imagine that while he was hanging there suffering, he could say things to himself, "This is for the man who was let down through the roof, for his forgiveness. This is for the prostitute who dried my feet with her hair, for her forgiveness. This is for Zacchaeus. This is for you." Jesus had said to Zacchaeus, "Come down." Within days, people were saying the same thing to Jesus, but mockingly, come down from your tree, your wooden cross, if you're the King of Israel." But Jesus didn't come down from his tree, so that Zacchaeus could come down from his tree. "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is the son of Abraham." So here we have evidence of Zacchaeus' change, evidence of his repentance. He'd been a person who'd been out there gathering riches for himself, trying to inherit the world. He no doubt had defrauded people. They recognized it. They called him a sinner. He wasn't a generous man, giving his wealth away to the poor. But he met Jesus. And in meeting Jesus, he must have recognized in Jesus all the moral goodness that he himself was lacking, and realized that he himself needed to change to fit with Jesus, which brings to mind the wedding garment, the missing wedding garment that the king had discovered in his feast. One man was not wearing a wedding garment. He wasn't fitted out for the occasion. Zacchaeus has immediately put off the old and put on the new. He realized he had to change to fit with his Lord. Jesus said he also is a son of Abraham, not just by blood lineage, but morally, a man following righteousness, a man believing. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." You know, Zacchaeus had run ahead to climb up a tree so he could find Jesus. And Jesus had come to earth so he could find Zacchaeus. He looked up. Zacchaeus. That last verse, verse 10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost," is a good summary of the gospel. The gospel in a nutshell, you might say. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. That's the gospel in brief. If you wanted the gospel in one word, it would be Jesus. He himself is the gospel. He is the narrow way. Are you still on the tree? If you are, hurry, come down, receive Jesus, welcome him. Today salvation has come to this house. Yes, because today Jesus came to the house. And reflect your change and a changed lifestyle. Let's pray. We give you thanks for this gospel episode written for our encouragement. We see how Zacchaeus was singled out by Jesus and received a personal, individual invitation. An invitation which is for each one of us. There is no limit of the people who your invitations are for. For you came to seek and to save the lost and to help sinners. And thank you for Jesus. He is our life and our salvation, our all in all. Amen.